Hello, this is the children's reflection on the Matthew reading. It is about the parable of the sower. Did you watch the video of the story or read about it in the family sheet today? There will be some questions as we think about the story. You might want to pause the recording and talk about it, or look up the answers before pressing play again. So what do you remember from today's reading? Jesus tells a story or parable about someone planting seeds in a field. He does not carefully place the seeds in the ground, but scatters them around. The seeds all land in different places, some in good soil and some not. Can you remember all the places the seed lands and what happens to it? We have a link with Katikamu Sebamala Primary School in Uganda. We know that as households and communities, they grow many more crops for themselves. All the children who live in this rural part of Uganda know just how important it is to take care of their seeds, to make the ground ready, to make sure that they have all they need to grow. They need what? What do seeds need to grow? Some children plant seeds to grow food to eat. What other plant kinds of plants might grow from seeds? Some children plant trees to help protect the forests. How do trees and forests help us? That's right. Trees give us wood and paper. They are homes for the animals and the birds, and they help to keep the air that we breathe clean. In today's gospel reading, which is all about planting seeds, Jesus goes on to explain his parable and exactly what it means. Can you remember any of what he said? The seed that falls on the path is like those people who hear what Jesus is saying, but don't really understand it or listen to it properly. The seed that falls on the rocks is like the person who hears what Jesus asks of us and starts off really excited about it, but who gives up following him as soon as it is difficult. The seed that falls in the thorns is like someone who hears what Jesus says, but concentrates too much on having the best things, the most money, rather than on being the person Jesus wants us to be. The seed that falls on the rich soil is like someone who hears what Jesus is asking, understands it, and lives their life as he asks them to. So which one do you think we should try to be? How do you think you can be like the seed that falls on the rich soil? How do you listen to what Jesus is saying to you? How does Jesus ask us to live our lives and treat each other? What can you do to follow him? This week, see if you can be like the seed that falls on the rich soil. Listen to what Jesus asks of you. Try to understand it and live your life as God calls you to. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy all of the rest of your week, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.